from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to the War Memorial. This is Dan Tortora and a very special Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Nights on Call is what it'll be called here, pregame and postgame. Exclusive rights right here through Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. Very happy in the first home game. This is the second game of the season for 2015-16 for the Syracuse Silver Knights, and I'm joined by the head of the team here, head coach Tommy Tanner. And Tommy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yourself, Dan?
Doing well, and just what you could say about the home opener and coming off of the game against Baltimore, just what some of your thoughts are.
Well, just put the Baltimore game behind us, and we're looking forward to our home opener and looking forward to getting back to 1-1.
What is it about this team that you feel, you know, some of the positives this season? I know you have some returning guys, but you have some new faces on here too. What's kind of the feel of the team right now?
I think the team is working hard in practice. They're working together. They're getting along, and you know, hopefully they go out tonight and score a lot of goals.
What can you say offensively that some of the powerhouse guys you're looking at now not having players like Nelly and Neto?
Well, obviously we're going to need Corey Lanio to step up and score some more points, and Antonio Memphis now going into his fourth year, so he's going to score some points, and you know, the rest of the guys are going to do what they normally do.
This city, I know that you want people coming out and have support. What can you say about Central New York right now with this team in its fifth year?
Well, we got this game, we got next Saturday night, and then we got December 11th. We have three games the rest of the year, so let's get out here and support the team.
All right, and last thing I have to ask you is Brian O'Quinn, your goalkeeper's back. Just what you can say about him and having him back on the team.
Well, he's an amazing leader, and you know, unfortunate injury he had in week one, but he's ready and ready to go.
All right, thanks. Tommy. And we have Brian here now. This is Dan Tortora, once again bringing you the live feed exclusive rights to the pregame show for the Syracuse Silver Knights. So, Brian, first and foremost, how's everything?
Everything's going great. Excited for tonight. Obviously excited for a great game against Detroit. And excited to be happy to be here in front of our home fans. It'll be nice.
What can you say about coming off of the Baltimore game, just what you learned?
The Baltimore game was not as bad as the scoreline would say. I thought we held possession very well. We got the ball into the offensive third very well. We just were unable to connect on that finishing touch, so we were able to take things from that game, look at the video, and put a lot of that to good use this week in training. I thought we trained really, really well, and we're hoping for a much better result today.
Being on this team this season, obviously, it's changed a little bit. There's some returning guys, but there's also going to be some new faces out there. What can you say about the chemistry of the team right now, early in the season?
Yeah, things are going really, really well. Training sessions have been hard. Individuals are working very, very, very hard in training session. We've had some real nice consistency in those sessions, and the chemistry is really nice right now. So I know there's some new players, but we have a strong existing core that had great behaviors and a great work ethic, and they're teaching the young guys, the new guys, how to be a professional. So it's been fantastic so far.
Defensively, just going to some of the guys in front of you that you can count on this season, just kind of what you're seeing in the defense.
Yeah, I love my back four. We've got Toby Slav, Darren Toby, Slavi Shubi Parapovich, Jake Schindler, and Domenico Vitale. Just a great group of four guys willing to put their body in front of the ball, great stand-up defenders, and good coming out of the back. So we have a nice little setup in front of me. I'm pretty excited about the crew we have, and once we get gelling together, I expect real big things.
You mentioned Schindler. This is someone that's a newer face. Just what you can say about him on the defensive side.
Yeah, great addition to our team. Really nice on the ball, but more so than anything, he really understands the game. He sees the game really well. He's helping us get better movement out of the back. He's helping us stay composed on the ball. I'm really, really impressed with seeing him in the first few weeks here.
You have your thumb taped up here. Just how you're feeling? What's going on there?
You know, just a little tape job, just to give a little support. But feeling great and excited for the game.
What can you say about the fans, lastly, to finish up here before we head into the first game?
I love our fans. I mean, 3,000, 4,000 people that come into the stadium, great groups of individuals, super loud. And being on that field, you can really get a lot of energy from them. They're always there to support us, always behind us. They come out to our events. We see them in the community. It's really a nice environment to play here and to have them supporting us.
All right, well, I appreciate it, Ryan, once again, and now we'll get Canardo over here, hopefully.
Thank you, Dan.
Appreciate it. So this is, as we continue on here, a wake-up call with Dan Tortora, the exclusive opportunity to hear live pregame and postgame from every Syracuse Silver Knights home game for the 2015 16 season. This is a team that has grown in the community and they have an opportunity to really become something special. The Syracuse Crunch have been around for a while, as well as the Syracuse Chiefs, and the Syracuse Silver Knights are looking to make their own history and sticking around themselves. So it's very imperative that the fans come out. And Canardo Forbes, I have him here with me now. Dan Tortora once again doing the live pregame. Canardo, how you been?
I'm good.
Looking at this team, it's a little bit different than what we saw last year. Nelly Santana, Neto not on the team anymore. Just what you can say about offensively what the team looks like this year.
Well, I mean, it's a work in progress. As I see that Baltimore game, they got a shutout against us, but I think it's a work in progress. I mean, got some new guys up top, so just maybe like another 2 weeks for the team to gel, and then we can expect some good things offensive from the team.
What can you say about your offense and your evolution? When the team first came into Syracuse, you were on the bench a lot, kind of watching and getting a feel for the game, and now you're one of those guys that the team leans on. So what can you say offensively you're really bringing to the table this year?
Yeah, I mean, at first it was kind of difficult because I didn't know the indoor game, so I waited my time and took some time and I learned the game. And I'm still learning, so, I mean, Coach Tamitana expect a lot from me offensively this season. So I did it last two seasons, so it's nothing different. I'm just looking to improve this season, making some more runs and get a shot on target.
How comfortable have you been with the indoor game as you came in and started to learn it a few years back to where you are now? What can you say about the evolution? Do you feel like you've really grown comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I've grown a lot into the indoor game. I mean, year before last, I got into the team of the year. That was big. I got MVP for the team, so I think it's been good. And right now I'm really comfortable, looking forward to doing great things this season.
When you look at this team as a whole, like you said, offensively it's going to take some time. You guys are getting comfortable with one another. But how would you describe the environment around the team with the new faces and returning guys like yourself? Do you feel like the team is getting along, kind of gelling together right now?
Yeah. Everyone is just fine. We didn't bring in any veteran guys, so mostly young guys, and they're willing to learn. They listen really well. So listen to like Oakland, Brian Oakland, me, Slab, Toby. So it's a learning process for them as well, but they're some pretty good players.
Lastly, before I let you go, just to look at the fan base here, what can you say about Syracuse fans and the people that have really gotten around the Knights?
Yeah, I mean, it's my fifth season. I mean, we get a good support. Can be a little bit better, but I think, as I said before, it's a work in progress for each and everyone. So we're expecting to do well this season, team-wise and fan-base. So it's a learning progress for everyone.
All right, well, Canardo Forbes, thank you so much.
Thanks.
He's going out there getting ready for the game. We'll be ready for the game here, too. Make sure you join us here on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt's live feed and on wakeupcalldt.com. The live feed will be on there as well on the homepage for you to listen to the post game following the game that the Syracuse Silver Knights are about to have with Detroit here at home, the home opener for the 2015-16 season, making history in their fifth year in Central New York. Thank you so much for tuning in here to the pregame show. Pregame and postgame exclusive rights belong to Dan Tortora Broadcast Media for the Syracuse Silver Knights. And I'm very happy to unveil tonight for the first time ever the Wake Up Call fan section. That's at the War Memorial for Syracuse Silver Knights fans. Every single week, I will be giving away 3 pairs of tickets to each home game. I shouldn't say every week, every home game. I'll be giving away 3 pairs of tickets. And to my first 3 winners that are here tonight, to Betsy, to Jordan, and also to Justin that are sitting in the Wake Up Call fan section, I truly appreciate it. Thank the Knights for giving me my own section here, and we'll be talking with you very soon here coming after the game. So make sure you follow back, hopefully talking about a Syracuse Silver Knights win. This is Dan Tortora. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Welcome here to a very special wake-up call with Dan Tortora, live post-game exclusively here for you on MixLR.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage. We like to call this Nights on Call, pre and post. You will only find Nights on Call here on MixLR.com/wakeupcalldt and wakeupcalldt.com. I'm very happy to have next to me here Slavisa Ubiparipovic, better known as Slav to many here, one of the faces that has been with this team since the beginning. And Slav, coming off of the Baltimore game where it was hard to score the ball, 6-0 loss, and then you come through here and you get a 9-4 victory. Just what you can say about bouncing back from the game, first game to the second game.
Well, the first game was tough. Obviously, 6-0 loss is tough on anybody, but to come back and bounce like this, it's positive. Gives everybody something good to look forward. That means the good things are coming. Baltimore game, I thought we played really well. We possessed the ball very well. We had some chances we didn't put away. In that game of soccer, you don't put the chances away, you're gonna pretty much lose the game.
When you look at this game, having some of the veteran guys on the team and then having some new bodies out there, the comfort level in this game against Detroit as opposed to Baltimore, it looked like everybody was knowing where other guys were going to be, that you were bonding better. Do you feel the same way, that from the first game to the second game, you've been able to kind of build more chemistry?
Yeah, I think an extra week of practice also helped with that. But also having our first game of the season away with new guys is also tough on the new guys, especially playing against Baltimore, one of the best teams in the league, definitely. So I think having a home game and having a week of extra practice definitely helped get us together and rebound from that game that we, I guess, performed poorly in the offensive end.
What can you say about Detroit, having played them now in this game? What type of team are they? What do you kind of take away from them?
I'm going to say it's one of the most skillful teams, very skillful guys in the team, very, very good possession team. The only thing that they lack is fitness, and obviously they traveled all day today, but when it comes to soccer and knowledge of the game at the indoor, they're very good. And it's fun playing against them, and I enjoy playing against them. It's a lot of good players that we play against them.
Some of the guys that scored today, Canardo Forbes, Domenico Vitali, guys that have been on this team, Nate Bordeaux, just what you could say about some of the returning faces that scored and how important it is to have them on this team.
Oh, obviously, they're the veterans of the team, so whenever they score, it's something that should happen. We're the guys that should carry the team with the young guys helping us when we're not doing well, when we're not performing well. We need the young guys to pick us up, and that's why we brought certain few of the young guys on board with us, because we believe that they can do that. And having the veteran guys lead the way in scoring assists, it's nothing but a great thing. It doesn't matter who scores the most goals, who has the most assists, as long as we win games. But veteran guys are the ones that should lead the team and everything, with the young guys helping us with whatever else that we need when we're down.
What can you say about some of the young guys? A few of them scored tonight. What are you specifically with some of the guys out there? Who do you feel has really started to get comfortable with the veterans?
I would say Antonio. Antonio's doing well. He's always been kind of a spot shifting, but now that he's getting a little more shifts in and getting more playing time, I think he's going to be able to pick it up and lead us in a way that we want him to, that we've wanted to the past few years. But obviously now he's going to get a little better chance, so I hope that he can do what he does at practice. And also Garrett, we got a couple other guys there. Offensively, I think we're pretty good. As soon as Garrett gets one, I think he's going to get many for us.
When I had spoken going into the game with Canardo Forbes as well as Brian O'Quinn, they had both spoken about the fact of the team needing to get comfortable, get some practice, some games under their belt to start scoring offensively. This game, you go from no score against Baltimore to 9 goals in this one, because the scoring's a little bit different this year. Mm-hmm. No 2-point, no 3-point goals. It's all one. So from no goals to 9 goals, what can you say about this offense and what it could be? Because it sounds like all you guys are still thinking that you can get more comfortable and that you're building towards something, yet you scored 9 times tonight.
Well, like I said, we did what we did at Baltimore game. In this game, we find our targets really early, which is good. Without doing many things back in the back, we find our targets really early. Now we just need to get better at making runs off of them and getting more goals and getting better shots that are going to create chances for us. Like I said, Baltimore, we had many shots, many chances. We could have scored first a couple of times, but then, like I said, in soccer, you don't score, you're bound to give up goals that and have to always fight back to get the lead.
Is Brian O'Quinn, in your opinion, one of the best goalkeepers in indoor soccer?
Absolutely, hands down.
I mean, having him back there, it's just, I mean, the leaping grab, I know, in the fourth quarter.
It's much more comfortable. Matt did a great job with us at the Baltimore game. I thought he played really well. We gave up unlucky goals. Most of them were defensive breakdowns, giveaways. So Matt did great for us, made us great feet. But Brian is just a veteran that it's always good to have him back, and I'm glad that he's able to rebound from his injury.
Before I let you go, Slav, here with Slavisa Ubi-Paropovich on the Knights on Call show, exclusive post-game for the Syracuse Silver Knights. The fans, they got loud tonight. Obviously, the Salt City supporters are there. You constantly want to get more people there and fill the place. But what can you say about the fans that have shown up, and what do people need to know in New York that haven't come out to a game yet?
This is one of the best crowds we've had, and obviously I want to thank all of them for coming out and supporting us. Without them, we're not here. Without them, we don't have paychecks. We don't have anything. So I just want to say it's one of the best, one of the funnest games to come and watch out. And it's a family event. Anybody can come, and you get to meet the players afterward, where in most of the sports you don't get to even talk to them or just see them in pictures. But with us, we're most of the guys are friendly. They come out, talk to fans. And like I said, tonight was one of the best crowds, and it was awesome to play in front of them. And the more of them there are, the more fun the game is.
I feel like without having the goals worth more than 1 point, it obviously changes things. I believe all the goals that you shot tonight, that the team made tonight, were all going to be the inside the arc goals, so they weren't 3-point goals. But on the other side, Detroit had a 3-point goal. So how much does that change the game for you in your mind? Because it obviously can't shift as quickly as it has in the past.
That's the biggest change, the shift in the game. Like back in last year when we played, when you're down 2 and you're chasing the game, if you're the 3-pointer, you're winning the game. Or you're down 3, everybody knows you're chasing to score a 3-pointer to get it back. But now, when you're down 3 with a minute down, it's very tough to come back. It's not impossible, but it's a lot tougher than it was last year.
Not having Nelly Santana or Neto, just what you could say about some of those guys not being here. I mean, you have a lot of guys back. Corey Elenio just walked in here. But what is it like having to say goodbye to some people that were on the team?
Oh, I miss those guys every day. They were a good group. Neto, Chantel, Nelson, they were awesome guys. And I love them in the locker room, off the field, on the field. We were great friends. I was great friends with all 3 of them. So I miss them. I mean, I thought they did great for the club. I thought they helped us out. They did the best they could. And I hope my career can last as long as theirs. So obviously, I wish them luck in the season. And hopefully, we'll meet down the road.
Slavisa Ubi-Paropovich, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
Coming up next here, we have the head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, Tommy Tanner, that will be coming over here with me on the live feed right now. Knights on Call, you're listening here exclusively to pre- and post-game on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com. There's nowhere else you could find the pre- and post-game shows for all home Syracuse Silver Knights games, the exclusive rights given here by the man that's sitting next to me. So I appreciate that first and foremost. And Tommy with the orange tie, looking dapper today.
Thank you very much.
Hair all slick back and looking like a true Italian tonight.
Dang, I'm American. I'm not Italian. I'm American. Let's get that straight.
So being an American Italian, that's what I'll call
you. I'm an American. I was born in this country. I was raised in this country. I only speak English. I'm American.
And he looks just like Joe Pesci.
Yes, I know.
But you do. So we talked going into the game that obviously Baltimore was a hard pill to swallow. The 6-0, not a lot of offense going on. Slav had spoken about the fact that there were a lot of shots, but they didn't go the way that the team wanted them to go. Tonight there's 9 goals, different scoring, so the entire point system is 9 points is 9 goals. What can you say about the goals that happened tonight and how you feel the team was shooting
overall? I mean, I thought overall it was a good first win for us, a good home opener. You know, we kept the pressure on them. You know, I thought their goalkeeper had a terrific game. I don't think he gave up a bad goal, and he probably saved another 10. You know, 10 great saves. But you know, it was, you know, there's a lot of things that we can work on, but I thought it was very good.
What can you say about offensively this team as a whole? I mean, obviously you win, it's 9-4, nine goals looks good, but going past the statistics of it all and the end score, what did you see of your offense? Did you feel like you were getting the right shots when you needed them?
Yeah, I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought, you know, when we got into our weave, the movement was much better, and it was very difficult for them to follow. Like I said, they had some, you know, the goalkeeper made some great saves, and you know, they scored some incredible goals. I mean, if we were playing multi point scoring, I think they would have had the lead at one point. I know they had at least 2-3 pointers.
Yeah.
You know, again, I love that multi-point score. And I told the coach, you know, you'd be winning if you wouldn't have voted for a single point tonight.
Yeah, and that's one of the things with going from the MISL to the MASL. When this league started and made the decision to have single-point scoring no matter where you score, I think one of the things that was different and exciting about it was that you could have a three-point goal and you could change the game a lot quicker. I talked to Slav about it right before you came on here with me, that the game can't shift as quickly anymore. And just what can you say to that? Because, like you said, in this case, it would have gone against you. Detroit could have had the lead a couple times. But if it's you in another game and you're down by six goals and you get 2 3-pointers, it's a tie game, can't do that anymore. So I want to talk about the shift and how difficult it is when you're down by 4 or 5 goals to come back.
Well, I think it's very difficult. I mean, it's happened. No, I mean, you know, Chicago came back from Detroit last year. I watched the game. They're down 5 goals, I think. But, you know, it's not realistic. You know, again, I'm a huge proponent of multi-point scoring. I think, you know, anything we can do to differentiate ourselves from outdoor soccer, we should do. Problem is, there's a lot of outdoor soccer people who own teams or whatever. But, you know, it's a little gimmicky, it's a little quirky. But again, you know, those 2 3-pointers they scored, those guys would have been going absolutely bananas when they scored 3 points, because they would have put them in the lead. And you know, all it did was just be another goal. And you know, again, I'm. You know, it was a great game tonight, you know, up and down. But,
yeah.
You know, the lead, you're not going to see those lead swings and those, you know, all of a sudden you're down 8-4 and you score a 3-pointer. Well, you know, score a long range shot, it's only 8-5. You know, you're still 3 away.
Yeah.
So instead of being 2 3-pointers away.
When you look at 2 of those 3-pointers, I know one of them was on the right side of the arc, kind of straight away right at it. Did you have to kind of stop yourself for a second thinking, oh, you know, this is going to bring the game a lot closer because you're so used to the multi-point scoring? Did you have that thought process?
I just giggled because I knew it was only 1 point and it should be worth 3. So I just kind of gave a chuckle.
Looking at this team defensively, what did you see from the Knights tonight that you liked?
Well, I really like Jake Schindler. I thought he did it. You know, he did an incredible job tonight. You know, he brings some very good leadership in the back, and he stays nice and tight. He blocks shots. He's very difficult to beat 1v1. And you know, he's you know, your kind of stay at home defender, so you don't have to worry about getting too many guys forward. I thought he had a terrific first home game.
Brian O'Quinn, I asked Slav about this. He had no denying whatsoever, 100%. I said, is Brian O'Quinn one of the best? He has no doubt in his mind that indoor-wise, Brian is the guy. How do you view your goalkeeper, who you talk about the other side with Detroit making great saves, but Brian obviously kept that score total to 4 for a very long time. So what can you say about your goalkeeper?
Brian was sure. The save that he made tonight should be in ESPN's top 10, the one where he caught it. So if you can do yourself, if you can get that save to ESPN, because you can vote on it.
Yeah, push it in there.
The Dan Tortora show needs to push that on the ESPN. I know you can do that.
Yeah. Knights on Call. Listen,
Knights
it should
on
be,
Call could push. Could,
I have never seen a goalkeeper do what he did tonight.
He made a save tonight where he caught the ball. The ball's going 100 miles an hour into the upper corner, and he caught it.
In the air.
He caught it in the air.
Put his whole body out there, legs out in front of him.
That should be ESPN's number one play. I mean, they show outfielders jumping up and catching a ball going.
Riley Dixon, as a punter, has made the top 10 for ESPN for Syracuse, so why not have a goalkeeper make a play like that?
I mean, the Indoor World Cup had the goalie scoring a goal on the ESPN top 10, so. Wake up call.
I have my work to do.
Got a little bit of work to get that thing on there so we can be on Sunday. We can see one of the plays of the week.
When you come off of a win, I know that you're a guy that looks at a lot of different things and you're obviously breaking it down. You're going to go back and look at film from here on out. But the immediate reaction to the game, was it everything that you wanted it to be? Was the team what you needed them to be? Or did you see any type of glaring mistakes despite the win?
No, I mean there was a few that we can work on. Obviously, you can always work on some things. But I was really happy with the way the guys played. I mean, again, if they put that effort in every single game, they're going to be in every single game. So it's all about effort. And they really, I thought, you know, Bo, you know, we moved him up to being a target player. And, you know, Bo and JJ are two big, big targets. And, you know, they wear on the defenders. I think they wore on them tonight. And, you know, they make balls bounce funny. And the balls bounce funny. And we were able to score some. You know, we had a number of guys inside the box tonight. We were able to score some goals inside the box where, if you look at last year's team, we never scored those goals inside the box.
Bo Jelovic, he had a lot of shots on goal, and he was right in front of the goal, but struggled tonight to get it in, didn't score a goal tonight. What can you say about his offensive play, bringing him to a target? Is he doing what he needs to do? Because, I mean, he looked visibly frustrated that it just wasn't going his way.
He was fantastic tonight. So although he didn't get a goal, I mean, he could have had five. I think the goalie made probably four unbelievable saves on him, and then he chipped one, hit the crossbar. You know, he'll score a lot of goals this year.
Nate Bordeaux, who we're awaiting here to have on the live feed as well, hometown kid, had to wait his turn on this team. Was out there last season, was out there the season before, and scored tonight multiple times. Just what you can say about what Nate's
been doing. You know, again, I've been telling Nate since I've seen him, he needs to go forward. He needs to try to score goals. And Nate was happy with not, you know, just playing good soccer. And indoor soccer is not always good soccer. You know, I mean, you got to get the goals that you're in the box. You know what I mean? And Nate got in the box, and he finished him nice. He did what he needed to do tonight. He had a great game.
To the fans, the seats, as the game went on, more and more seats were getting packed up. The fans were obviously very loud. When you won the game and they erupted, came up with a standing ovation, just what you can say about the crowd tonight, which Slav thought was one of the best that you've had in a while, just what you took away from it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the crowd was, you know, like, they were really late getting here, but boy, did they come when they got
here.
They're
eating dinner.
It was a really, you know, I like that 7:30 game time. I think it gives people a little bit more time to get to games. People get home and do something. So I'm really a big fan at 7:30 on Friday night game time, and I thought it was a really big crowd tonight, so I was very, very pleased.
Well, you've left me with my work to do this weekend. I'm going to leave you with getting Nate Bordeaux out here for us.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation. And we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
As Tommy Tanner, the head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, talking with me here on Knights on Call after a 9-4 victory over the Detroit Wazza Flow, who traveled in and played up against the Knights here this season as they improved to 1-1, lost 6-0 on the road against Baltimore to open up the season, and in their second game and home opener win 9-4. So we're looking at a 1-1 record, back at 500 early on here with plenty of games to go in this season for the Syracuse Silver Knights, their fifth season here. So truly appreciate everything that they've been able to bring forward, and Tommy Tanner is putting the work in and the effort in to make this team truly be something special in the community, a community that has seen teams come and go, but this Syracuse Silver Knights team has been able to be here consistently, and I really can't say enough about how hard this group works, from the Doug Taylors to the Alan LaVentures to the Tommy Tanners and the Raymond family, of creating this Syracuse Silver Knights team and keeping the Syracuse Silver Knights team in Syracuse for their fifth season. So Slavisa Ubi Parapovich, you heard from first here on the live feed, and Tommy Tanner. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're looking to have Nate Bordeaux, who is a local guy, who was able to score a couple goals here and be used more and more offensively, as Tommy Tanner had stated. He didn't want Nate to just play good soccer indoor. He wanted him to attack, go forward, continuously ask more of himself, And with doing that, Nate has responded by becoming more and more of one of those prominent players on the team that Tommy's been able to lean on a little bit without the Michelle Millwoods here and the Netos and the Nelly Santanas. Before, you had an opportunity to hear from Brian O'Quinn as well as Canardo Forbes in the pregame, and I'm very happy to have Nate Bordeaux here with me now. Hometown Central New York guy, scored a couple goals here today. Tommy Tanner was just on here, the head coach, talking about the fact that he wanted you to move forward, to keep attacking, to go after it, to not just play good soccer, but to push yourself to score. And obviously you did that tonight. So, Nate, happy to have you here on the live feed. And just what you can say about what Tommy asked of you and how you feel you've responded to it.
Yeah, I know. Coach Tommy's been telling me to go forward for, it seems like, since I was like 15 now. But luckily, I just feel like the game's coming to me better now, and I'm understanding the runs a little bit more. And before, I was just trying to make plays and get on the ball wherever it was, but now after Coach Tommy's been harping it into me, just stay higher up the field, higher up the field. Hopefully the goals are going to come in bunches now.
When you look at your effort and your ability, I want to talk about your footwork, because it seems like in this game here, after you spent a few seasons with the Knights, that tonight against Detroit was a flow. If you tried that initial shot and it was deflected back towards you, you had quicker footwork than I've seen in the past, the ability to turn it quick if you saw something coming or a defender was coming at you, that you were able to get the ball around them a lot faster and make plays that involved footwork that maybe we haven't seen from you in the past. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. I have always thought of myself as a pretty technical player. I definitely see what you're saying. But tonight, I just think everything was clicking more, and I'm just getting in better positions on the field, and it just comes with confidence. And the fact that I spent a couple months with the Rhinos leading up to the season, playing against some of the best competition in the U.S., I think it definitely, I came in sharp and ready. Like my second year when I was over in Finland playing, I had a very good year that season too, my second year. So I just think I'm just learning the game more. The indoor game is very systematical, very kind of cut and dry. If you make the right runs, the right plays, the right passes, you're going to get the results.
Playing with the Rochester Rhinos, how important was that for you, and what were the biggest things you were able to take away from it?
It was very important to me, you know. Having the respect of a very good player like Canardo, who put in a very good word for me. When I decided to go in there and train, and when they let me go in and train, and gaining the experience of playing with a championship side. I know players who play for years and years and years and never get the chance to win a championship, let alone play in a championship. And for me to be able to play significant minutes in the championship and, just stay sharp and play with quality players, it definitely it meant the world to me, to be honest with you.
When you look at Canardo, like you said, he put in a good word for you. What's your relationship been like with him, and how much has it grown that he is willing to put his reputation on the line to get you in a situation with the Rochester Rhinos and to be your teammate here and obviously help each other out as you go along?
Yeah, Canardo and I have lived with each other throughout the season for 2-3 years now. I think we're pretty good friends. We hang out off the field a lot together, and we get along very well. And I have the utmost respect for Canardo as a player, and I think he's seen a lot of good things in me, and that's why he pushes me every day, because he knows I can play this game and do it at a high level. So I think he pushes to get the most out of me, and he expects a lot. But I can't thank him enough for trusting me and putting his word out on the line. And I hope he thinks that, you know, I exceeded his word and then some.
When you look at this team, obviously you have some veteran guys like yourself, like Slav, that are here, but like Canardo as well, and Brian O'Quinn. But when you look at some of the new faces, some guys not on the team, the Nelly Santanas, the Michelle Millwoods, the Netos, what's the dynamic like for this team now, and how comfortable do you feel the new pieces are fitting with the older pieces?
Yeah, obviously when you lose guys like Nelson Santana, who's one of the best defenders in the league, and you lose Neto, who scores a lot of goals for us, and Chantel, who's a vocal leader and he's been around the game and he's got great experience, it's going to be an adjustment. But I think some of the changes we made and the things we've done, if we come together as a side, we might be a little more dangerous, and who knows. I trust Coach Tommy and his decisions he's made, and obviously Baltimore didn't go the way we wanted the first game, but see tonight we can play good soccer, so hopefully it works out for us and we keep gelling as a team and come together the best we can.
Brought up here on the exclusive post-game show you're listening to on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and wakeupcalldt.com is Garrett Losey. He obviously scored in this game against the Detroit Wazza Flow, but there was a statement made that if guys like Garrett can boost up a little bit, the more comfortable they get, that's the more dangerous this team gets. Is it fair to say that Garrett could be an integral piece of the success of this team?
Absolutely. I mean, we've always had pretty good production out of our first line. If you can, and with losing players like Neto and Nelson and Chantel, when you lose that, you have new guys coming in playing important minutes like Antonio Manfoot and Garrett, who were kind of switching back and forth every other shift with Corey Alenio. If we have 3, 4, 5 guys scoring double-digit goals this year, it's going to be big for us. And I think Garrett's he's a good attacking player, so hopefully he can create some chances as you saw tonight.
There's no multi-goal scoring, and no multi-point goals, I should say, this season. It was voted on that the majority of the league was against it. So it's a lot harder to come back when you're down. Tonight against Detroit, it works in your favor because there was 2 3-point goals that only count as one. But are you for or against this scoring that seems to create a very, very difficult, if you're playing from behind, if you're 9-4 and you were Detroit tonight instead of the other way around, that it's very hard to shift the game and shift the momentum? How do you kind of take it?
Yeah, if you were to ask me this my first year, I would say good, 1-point goals, because I grew up playing soccer outdoor and I'm a traditionalist. You know, I love soccer as a game and as it is outdoors. But the more and more I play indoor, you realize it's a different sport, you know. Some guys can't play indoor who are very good outdoor and vice versa. So it's its own sport. So now in my fourth year, I wish we had multi-point scoring. You know, it worked out for us tonight. But in general, I think it's more exciting for the fans. And that's who's the most important for us right now is the fans. You want them to have a good time and, you know, keep coming back and supporting the team. So I'm a fan of the multi-point scoring.
Before I let you go, Brian O'Quinn, I asked Slav this question. I said, is he one of the best goalkeepers in indoor? And he hands down didn't have to say anything to him. He thinks that Brian O'Quinn is right up there on top. How do you view Brian, knowing what he did tonight, which Tommy Tanner wants me to send into ESPN's top 10 plays, that leaping grab with his feet out, catching the ball in the air in the upper corner? What can you say about having a goalkeeper like Brian O'Quinn?
Yeah, I mean, you could talk for days about Brian O'Quinn. Tonight, couple big saves. He stood on his head for us, and I think the game was a 2 or 3 goal game. And like you said, that one ball he caught, the fact that he even got a hand to it was impressive, let alone catching the ball and holding it when he's falling. Personally, as a shot stopper, he's the best in the indoor game I've seen. Obviously, there's a lot of teams we haven't seen, but he's got the best outlet probably in the game when he throws the ball. And when he has confidence with his feet, I don't think there's a goalkeeper in the league better than him. And his shot stopping is unbelievable.
And I have to give a shameless plug here. You're friends with Ryan Wicks of Get Air Syracuse.
Yes, I am.
So he's talked very highly of you. Have you gone out there or brought the team out to get on those trampolines and get some? I know you're an indoor soccer guy, but has there been any indoor basketball competitions, any dunk contests? Have you been out to see Ryan out there?
Unfortunately, I've not. I feel bad saying that. I don't know how appreciative Tommy would be if we had the guys playing basketball on trampolines in the middle of the season.
Maybe after the season.
But maybe after the season. But I have spoken to couple players that I train, and I've recommended it to all of them, and I think a fair amount of them have gone, and they absolutely love it. I mean, it's a blast. I can only imagine. I have to get out there and check it out.
Nate Bordeaux right here in a win over Detroit Wazza Flow 9-4. Nate, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have yourself a good night.
Appreciate it.
This is Dan Tortora of the exclusive post game for the Syracuse Silver Knights. Every home game, pregame and postgame, is going to be on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage. So make sure, if you have not joined for free, join mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. If you follow this live feed, it will always let you know. They will send you an email when I'm going live. And on wakeupcalldt.com, you can always get consistent news about the Syracuse Silver Knights. So for Slavisa Ubi-Paripovich, as well as Tommy Tanner and Nate Bordeaux, and in the pregame show, I want to give a special thanks once again to Canardo Forbes and Brian O'Quinn, for everyone that was a part of the show, and Tommy Tanner, the head coach, a part of the pregame as well, for pregame and postgame of Syracuse Silver Knights' win 9-4 over the Detroit Wazza Flow in their 2015-16 home opener, improving to 1-1. This is Dan Tortora with Knights on Call, your live pre- and postgame right here on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and wakeupcalldt.com. I want to thank all the fans that came out, and I want to implore all the fans to come out, get your tickets, come out and support the Syracuse Silver Knights. I want to keep them in this city. I was with this team before they even had a logo. We're talking 5+ years ago. I love seeing successful teams survive in the city that I grew up in. Let's keep them here. No, let's not just let them survive. Let's let the Syracuse Silver Knights thrive. For games like tonight, the fans that came out, I appreciate it. For the fans that haven't come out yet, you need to. For all the players and for Tommy Tanner and the coaching staff, I want to say thank you on their behalf and thank you on my behalf. Once again, Knights on Call. This is Dan Tortora, and you can listen to the rebroadcast of every live pre- and post-game show on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team tab and scroll down to Syracuse Silver Knights. wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team tab, scroll down to Syracuse Silver Knights, click on that. You can hear every replay of the pre- and post-game shows. 9-4 win over Detroit. This is Dan Tortora signing off for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless, be well, and have a very wonderful holiday.